However, it is time now to talk citizen science. If you don't know what that is, don't worry. I didn't know until today either. But when you think of science, you usually think of white lab coats and people with complicated qualifications, and you don't think that ordinary people could be considered scientists. But that's actually not true. Ordinary citizens have always played a key part in the development of science, but never really receiving recognition. We see examples of this all over the world. But in our own backyard, people have been removed from ancestral land for the creation of protected areas, and these people have then been excluded in the process of developing knowledge. The San people in the Kalahari, for instance, have so much information about the region to share, especially in managing fires, for instance. It is a growing movement globally to recognize the value of scientific knowledge produced by Indigenous people. We're joined now by Glynis Joy Humphrey, postdoctoral fellow in plant conservation at the University of Cape Town. And Glynis, along with one of her peers at Harvard University, has published a really interesting article on the conversation highlighting the need to acknowledge citizen science. Glynis, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. What does it mean to be a citizen scientist?
Good afternoon, Amy. To be a citizen scientist means that you are a member of the public that contributes to data collection. So you can head out into the field and collect data either on birds or plants and contribute that data to scientists that are as tertiary universities, basically, at tertiary institutions.
And as I mentioned a moment ago, many of the Indigenous people in South Africa hold a wealth of this knowledge. Have they ever been recognized for it?
Well, that is changing, not only in Southern Africa, but globally. Indigenous communities and Indigenous knowledge is being recognized for its basically historical knowledge has been recognized and has been integrated into policy, actually, on, for example, in the management of natural resources and in, particularly at the moment, on the subject of fire, which is a problem. Yeah, so absolutely, that it is happening. It is happening. The problem is, there is a bit of a problem with the word citizen science because often Indigenous communities don't relate to the word citizen. And also, across the world, there's migrants crossing borders all over the place, and people can contribute to science no matter your origin. And so it's actually better to, in terms of citizen science, it's acknowledged, but there's a need for other terms to actually incorporate and include other people that contribute, that make valuable contributions to science. And so we propose the term tracking science because it's more inclusive and it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter who participates. It's about the co-production of knowledge. Mm. So that's really important. And I think it's also important to highlight the fact that as much as you embrace a different people's knowledge, when it comes to the actual production of publications and peer-reviewed publications, that's critical. So anyone can contribute to science, but it still goes through the peer-reviewed process where experts in a field would read through the data or interpret the data, and it would go through to a publication process. But at the same time, knowledge and science is not a Western development. It actually originated in Africa. So through the origin of tracking. So it's if you look deeper than science at an institutional level, and you think about the philosophy of science and the origin of science, about how we think about patterns in nature, you see what happens is, for example, the Kalahari San, they have contributed to scientific reasoning because they physically track animals through the Kalahari Desert. And in that process, they are making deductions about where animals are moving in the silt, and so they're making novel predictions. And so there's a lot to the story of tracking science, but it's important to acknowledge that people, no matter, science is innate in all of us. We can all think, and it's a process of coming to a conclusion and make
Oh, Glynis, I'd love to chat to you for longer. We're unfortunately out of time. It's such an interesting topic. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. That's Glynis Joy Humphrey, postdoctoral fellow in the Plant Conservation Unit at the University of Cape Town, talking to us about citizen science.